Ballroom, Chapter 2. A rolling, slow heartbeat thrums in the air, music at a murmur with only the bass pulsing across my skin. To my left, a long bar of black wood and brass fittings. The bartenders are dressed in tucks and tails. Behind the bar, I see that alcohol is not the only vice on offer. There are paddles and whips, speculums and clamps, all brightly highlighted without ruining the dark atmosphere. For the discerning pervert who forgot something, I suppose. I order a Macallan 16 and a side of water. Sipping my drink, I turn my back to the bar, thinking, if you have imagination, you hardly need the toys. There are people in latex and leather, submissives off the chain, a few tastefully appointed in cat ears and tails. People are laughing and talking, free to mingle and be themselves. For some, this is what they've come for, a chance to see and be seen at a party without soft limits. My eyes wander the open room, across the various stations, the horse, the stirrups, the swings, alighting on the St. Andrew's cross. A large tan man, muscled back crisscrossed with thin pale scars, is shackled there. He writhes under the lash of the single braided whip. His startlingly deep cry floats through the room in counterpoint to the music. His raven-haired top leans down to whisper in his ear, sways back and snaps the whip again. Knowing smile bursting from my lips, I look for my own playmate. I've come stag, hoping to leave with a lost doe. I find her in a corner. Her bored, cherubic face is framed by wheat blonde hair. She is sipping from a straw poking out of a tall glass like one used for a Long Island iced tea. Her deep amber dress appears soft like velvet, slender arm rubbing negligently over and over the arm of the leather chair. Her movements speak of one who knows what she likes. The indulgence of touch written broadly across her choices, but her eyes are what captivate. Her eyes drift too casually across the various people, both at play and not. Her breath is a bit too quick for someone whose pose is so jaded. She is a lamb playing at lioness. I walk over, putting just enough strut in my sway that people move from my path. Her head is tilted away from me. I follow her gaze to a couple nestled deeper in the corner booth. They appear to be playing with a pinwheel. I can hear their gasps from here. Given the volume of the music, I know that their loudness is an invitation to the young woman. I'm not the only one who has noticed this lovely. They want to play with you, I tell her. Given what I see here, you'll probably like it. Startled and blushing, she whips around to look at me. She settles back in the chair, defensive. She whispers, I like to watch. Pulling up a chair, I sit. Leaning forward conspiratorially, I quietly say, that's not a crime here. If they didn't want you to see, they would have gotten a private room. Smiling, I say, are you here to watch only? I can show you many things, if you only want to see. But you seem like you might want more. Do you want to be seen as well? She nervously touches a stray hand of hair. tucking it behind a delicate ear, unconsciously flawless. She is a wrong word away from bolting. Please give me your hands. I reach out my hands, palm up and wait. I go still, watching her. Her eyes cast down, she looks at my hands. Hands which are faintly trembling. She raises her gaze and sees me looking, transfixed, pinned by my eyes holding her. Seeing her, all of her, excluding all else. She is the world and the heart that beats. She reaches out, tentative, like water falling, grasp my hands. Hands clasped gently, I begin to lightly run my thumbs over the soft skin of her hand. Holding her eyes, tension building, I say, this is the simplest touch. One hand grasping another. Would you like more? Would you like to be watched? To see yourself as I see you? She nods hungrily. Standing up, hands still held, I look down. Stand, please, I order.